Local leaders say Amtrak's Empire Builder route is an ideal path for high-speed rail because it already exists. Jim Bialecki is Tomah City Manager. He says high-speed rail could help draw businesses to the city.
We also have another potential client to locate in that site that's based out of Dallas that does mining of items in the state of Wisconsin, of course, and ships to the Mideast. And so it's very essential for us to have it there.
Steve O'Malley is the administrator for La Crosse County. He says high-speed rail represents a more sustainable lifestyle.
And we just want to encourage people to recognize that this is a better alternative to always using our cars, and that with a high-speed rail through La Crosse, with up to 6 trains a day, it could end up being a boon for western Wisconsin and for central Wisconsin as well.
Right now, Wisconsin DOT Secretary Frank Busolaki says the idea is at best at the proposal stage. He says most of his department's focus is on establishing high-speed rail between Chicago and Madison. Busolaki says the state will likely hire an engineering firm to decide which path would be the best one for the western part of Wisconsin.
We're not going to forget about the western part of the state. This is very important, not just for Minnesota, but for La Crosse and for Eau Claire.
Busolaki says an engineering study could cost over $40 million. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.